7. Office hours. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Professor Stevenson?
Yes. What can I help you with, Dan?
Well, I noticed in the campus newspaper yesterday that you had placed an advertisement for a research assistant position. I was hoping that you could describe what's expected a little for me. I might be interested in it.
Well, it's a 2-semester commitment. I don't want to hire someone and then have to find someone else halfway through the research. So I guess, first of all, can you commit to 2 semesters as a research assistant? It takes quite a bit of time.
I'm not taking a full course load next semester, and I had planned on taking it easy the following semester too. So I don't think the amount of time should be a big deal. 2 semesters is fine. I mean, 1 or 2, or even 3 is okay by me, whatever.
Okay, I need someone who can help me with both field and laboratory research. Basically, you need to know laboratory rules and have a good knowledge of chemical interactions. What kind of chemistry classes have you had?
I'm actually majoring in chemistry, and I'm a junior this year, so I've completed quite a few. I can bring you my transcript, what I have so far, if you want.
That wouldn't hurt. I usually don't require transcripts, but hey, since you're offering, I really need to know what level of chemistry you are at right now. Also, a lot of the job is just observation. You'll accompany me during field studies, and you should really be able to pay close attention to the smallest details. I can't have my research assistant missing something, or it could compromise the whole experiment. Are you detail-oriented?
Very. I'm also really organized, so keeping track of massive amounts of information is pretty easy for me. I also don't usually misplace things.
Wonderful. But the most important thing is, do you have any relevant experience? You know, like with a research firm or something like that?
I've never had the privilege of working with a research firm, but I worked for a forensic laboratory analyzing various samples during my sophomore year. I know how to use all kinds of microscopes, DNA analysis software, and, well, all sorts of stuff like that.
It sounds like you might be a good candidate. You certainly have the right experience. What we're going to do is test water samples in the area for dangerous chemicals. Then, we'll take blood samples of people who live in the area and look for those same harmful chemicals in their blood samples. I'm looking for any correlation between the presence of hazardous substance in the body and high levels of the same substance in the community's water supplies. It's going to be fairly involved, and I want to make these tests and measurements in our subjects and in the water several times a month, which means we'll be very busy.
It sounds like it would be very interesting work. What does the application process involve?
Well, first, of course, you have to fill out a paper application. I also require 3 different professional references and a chemistry examination. Then I conduct an extensive interview. There's also a 1-week probationary period during which I can decide if you're the right candidate for the job. After that time, you'll be permanent for the entire length of the research project.
Does this job provide any credit hours by chance?
It doesn't count for any credit hours since it is a paid position, but it can be used in substitution for an upper-level chemistry course if you are awarded the assistantship. Also, this is the sort of thing that most graduate schools look for on an application for graduate studies. It really looks impressive to have worked on a professional research study. Plus, if you do get the position and I decide to publish the research, I generally do, by the way, your name will be on it as well, which can also be added to your resume when you're looking for a job after you graduate.
It sounds like it is a great opportunity to learn more and to build up my credentials. When is the application deadline?
It has to be submitted by 5 p.m. on September 17th. If any part of it is left blank, it won't be accepted, so make sure you fill it out completely.
1. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
I'm not taking a full course load next semester, and I had planned on taking it easy the following semester too. So I don't think the amount of time should be a big deal. 2 semesters is fine. I mean, 1 or 2, or even 3 is okay by me, whatever.
What is the student's attitude toward the time commitment required? Two. What is the professor's attitude when she says this?
I usually don't require transcripts, but hey, since you're offering, I really need to know what level of chemistry you are at right now.
3. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
I know how to use all kinds of microscopes, DNA analysis software, and, well, all sorts of stuff like that.
It sounds like you might be a good candidate. You certainly have the right experience.
What is the professor's attitude toward the student's qualifications?